And do you usually play good or bad hungover?
I think if you had to ask, that's one of my things. If you had to ask like a friends or something about that, they'd probably say, yeah, he's one of the best drunk or hungover golfers. But
What's going on? Welcome back. Finally, we're back. Stadium Drop Podcast. Hudgens and Joe here. Brad is MIA. He's not with us tonight.
Working late.
Yep. So before we get started, though, we got a pretty action-packed show for you. We're going to be talking Miami's Paradise Camp. Can Florida State keep up the recruiting
momentum?
That's the word. I couldn't think of the word. We're going to be talking some golf. My Hawks are back. We've also got an interview with PGA professional Joey Garber. Before we get into all that, let me tell you, the summer is here, and I know you're ready to unveil your beach bod. So what you need to do is you need to go to manscaped.com. They just launched their fourth generation performance package, which includes the Lawnmower 4.0, which is amazing. It's one of the best. It's, you know, Manscaped has blessed us with the 2.0, the 3.0, and the 4.0 lawnmowers. The 4.0 is the best. They just keep getting better and better. It also comes with the weed whacker, which is one of my favorite things because nose hairs absolutely suck.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're terrible. So it's a pretty damn good package. You get that. You get a couple more things, some ball deodorant and some crop reviver and stuff like that. And Manscaped will also throw in two free secret gifts. I can't tell you what the gifts are.
Ooh.
Secret. Yep, they're free. But yeah, so what you need to do, go to manscaped.com, use our promo code STADIUM for 20% off and free shipping. You can't beat the deal. Manscaped's a great sponsor of ours. Oof, had a tough time getting that out. But yeah, just shout out to them guys. They're awesome.
Love them. They were like our first sponsor.
One of our first big sponsors who's been with us for a while.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love Manscaped. Just used their fingernail clippers like 5 minutes ago. Great stuff.
That whole little package with the fingernail clipper. I can't fucking talk tonight. The fingernail clippers and the
tweezers
and like the file and all, that's legit.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. But yeah, go to manscaped.com, use our promo code STADIUM, 20% off plus free shipping. Manny, if you're listening to this, go to manscaped.com, use our promo code. All right. So, like I said, we're back. Do you want me to start? What are we going to start off with? Do you want to start Knowles or do you want me to start Canes? Or okay, hold on. But we can start off with this really fast. What?
Okay.
We can start off with this really fast. It's quick. What are you smiling about?
Nothing. I said I'll be. If we're talking recruiting, we need to talk about a team that's like actually recruiting and. I would say we start off with Florida State because there's not much to talk about with Miami.
All right. There's a couple things we need to talk about with Miami. before we get into all that, my Hawks are back really quick. Now, the Western Conference Finals is over. That is Suns, I believe. I don't think the Clippers are going to come back. Shout out Paul George. He's been pretty good, but I think that's the Suns. Now, my Hawks are back.
I mean, yeah.
I'm one of the minority fans. I'm one of those fans that when Giannis got hurt, everybody on Twitter was like, "Oh no, I hope he comes back soon." I'm like, "No, no. I hope he tore his ACL." With all due respect,
I don't know about that.
With all due respect, I hope he just doesn't come back for the whole for the series.
Yeah.
I didn't finish my sentence, so you can't.
Okay.
But yeah, don't want that guy back. He's doubtful for game five.
Then that's a must-win for the Hawks.
Oh, yeah. If the Hawks don't win game five, it's going to get spooky.
Yeah. If you don't have Giannis playing, you've got to win that game. Because if the Bucks win, Giannis will probably be back for at least game seven.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a big game.
Yeah.
The Hawks have a like – I actually watched the Hawks. I watched some of it last night. The Hawks have a pretty likable team. They've got some shooters.
It's a fun team.
They don't have really any stars. Yeah, there's no real stars. Trae Young's out, but they just have a group that – I mean, they were on fire. Everybody was making every shot last night. It was ridiculous.
Everybody but Kevin Huerter. Kevin Huerter kind of – I mean, he still had 15. He kind of struggled. Well, I mean, he went 1-for-7 from three, but – when Bogdanovich is on, it's fun. Lou Williams stepped in, played a great game. Cam Reddish coming back.
Does he still have two wives or girlfriends?
Lou Williams?
Yeah. He used to have, like, two girlfriends. And it was, public. Like, he would just take both of them out and stuff.
We need that. We need that. We need him on the podcast.
Oh, that would be funny. Yeah, that'd be good. Yeah.
Magic City Lou, though, he had a great game. Super proud of how they just came out, and it's so weird. One night in basketball, you'll lose by 30, and then the next night you'll win by 30.
I think the Bucks, like, they thought they knew Trae Young was out. They were like, we're gonna beat the piss out of the Hawks, and they weren't ready. Like,
and that's kind of what I was that, which, you know, me and Rick were texting before the game. He was like, well, it's been a good season. I said, don't text me, Rick. I'm sad, because I was like, this is not good. But yeah. I think all the players on the Hawks, I think they just felt like real disrespected. Like, everybody was writing them off.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe they need to feel like that Thursday night. Try to get them another one. But so that's kind of my whole rundown on the Hawks. Super fun to watch. So college football recruiting. First, before we get on recruiting, sorry, the name, image, and likeness thing starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
So every college – okay.
I hate it, but get paid.
Okay. I couldn't remember your opinion.
I don't like it because I think college football is going to turn into, like, minor leagues. But
yeah,
if it gets Florida State better players, then whatever. I need to win. I'm tired of losing.
See, it's every college athlete in the nation.
I don't like it then.
Yeah.
I thought it was just Florida.
I thought it was just Florida too until today when they came out with this big press release, everybody in the nation. I thought that was like a state law that had to go through all these law, whatever. But yeah, it's every player in the nation. Do not like that. I've already seen some Georgia players and stuff tweet out their logos and stuff. Starting tomorrow, you can buy such and such.
That's stupid.
It's
– I mean, maybe – I mean, if I was a player, I would feel differently. But as a fan, there's nothing wrong with college football, in my opinion. It's the best. I don't like change. I don't want change. I don't – you know, there's a lot of uncertainty that comes along with change. And so – like, if something's already great, I'm, like, really hesitant to see change in it.
I agree. I just don't want it to somehow damage the product. Like, college football has been great. We absolutely love the sport. I don't want it somehow. I'm not saying that the players doesn't deserve to be paid or something, because the schools make millions and billions off of, you know.
Let's be honest. They get paid anyway right now. Like,
you're right.
I mean,
you're right. Yeah.
Like, they're making money. Maybe not, like, out in front of everybody, but they're getting money.
Oh yeah, and they're getting money from the smaller schools like Georgia Southern all the way to Alabama. Yeah. It's every school. But so that'll be interesting. That'll be interesting to watch.
Yeah, I'm gonna be hurt if it hurts or tarnishes college football. That's gonna suck.
Yeah. I just want college football, the video game, to come back. I know somebody leaked something on, I think it was Reddit this week, saying that the contract starts in 2023, which is too far away.
I don't know. I mean, I'm a lot older than you, so I don't know if I'm gonna feel weird. I haven't played video game in 2 or 3 years.
It's been a long time.
So it's like 2 more years after now, I'm gonna be, I don't know, I might be too old to play it. I don't know.
Because
I'm gonna have to buy a system. Buying the game. I'm gonna have to buy a PlayStation, whatever, 5, 6. So it's gonna be expensive.
You don't play FIFA anymore?
No, I have not played a video game in 2 years.
I miss the days of playing, though. I miss the days of getting 5, 6, 7 guys together and playing Call of Duty until 4 a.m.
The best.
I can't do it now.
No.
Can't do, so I mentioned soccer. I promise we're about to get to college football recruiting here in a minute. What in the hell is going on in the soccer world right now? Why is my timeline blowing up with these? I thought it was the World Cup. What is this?
It's the Euros.
So what is this?
So the World Cup is every 4 years. So in between that is like the Euros and the Copa America. That's just like continents tournaments. So the Euros is just like teams in Europe that have qualified for this. It's like the second big tournament. It's not as big as the World Cup, but it's big to these teams. And so the Euros are going on for this summer. And it's been good. I love the Euros. They're great. They have the best players in the world, minus like Messi and them. No, there's 8 teams left.
Is France the favorite?
Is who? France was the favorite. They got beat.
Oh, they got beat? Oh.
France was the favorite. Yeah, they lost in penalties. So now it's like single elimination. It's like an actual like single elimination tournament. So if it's still tied at the end and they go to extra time and then they go to penalties after that if it's still tied. And so France lost in penalties, which penalties is the most intense thing in sports. And France, their best player, Kylian Mbappe, he's like LeBron James when LeBron James was younger. He's like super young. He's like the next big star. He's going to be the best player in the world once Ronaldo and Messi retire. He missed the penalty shot, and so France got out of it. So now it's anybody's – like, they were the heavy favorites. It's anybody's tournament now. I think Italy will probably win, but England's still in it. England's a big team because, like, England – fans are crazy. They love it. Like, soccer started in England, so they have this whole thing where they think that they're the best, but they haven't really won in forever.
Yeah,
and they're still in it. They have a chance, and so it's intense. It's great that for a guy who has the summer off, there's nothing on TV. The Euros are on from basically 12 to 5 o'clock. So it takes up your whole afternoon. It's great. It's great TV. Great. It's awesome.
What's that guy on your cup? What is that on your cup? Looks like
a pickle. It's Ping, baby. Ping.
Oh, it's a little Ping guy. Okay.
Yeah. Big Ping. Right.
That is true. So now let's switch gears. We've only got a little bit until PGA professional Joey Garber comes on, hangs out with us. Let's talk some football Americana. But before we start, I want to give a good shout out to Maverick Helmets and Equipment. I still can't talk. Maverick Helmets and Equipment. Shout out to our boy Chris over there. He does custom designs. He can do decals, visors, 3D bumpers, everything you need. Check him out online at maverickhelmets.com. If you need a helmet for your man cave, or you just want to walk around town in a football helmet, or if your peewee football league needs custom helmets, if you want, you know, if you played high school football and you want your high school helmet, he can literally do any color scheme. He's did a lot of cool things. He's did the white FSU, some black Falcons helmets. I mean, he's did pretty much anything you can think of. So check him out on Instagram. Check his website out, maverickhelmets.com, and on Twitter as well, at Maverick Helmets. So,
Paradise. Let's talk it, baby.
Yep. Here we go. Paradise Camp was this weekend for Miami. Had some boots on the ground. I was texting some guys while there, 6 hours away, so I couldn't make it that easy. What Miami does is pretty cool. I don't pay attention, so I don't know if every other school does this, but the amount of alumni that comes back for the Paradise Camp is pretty damn cool.
I thought it was lame, personally.
I think it's great. I mean, Michael Irvin's going to be 70 in a wheelchair, and he's going to be just as fired up every single year.
Is he? Because he got his stuff stolen at the
thing. That's typical. Somebody.
I didn't think that was a good look with Mike Irvin.
It was in the hotel. He got his stuff stolen, which is funny because it's not funny, but I think it was Better Duck on Twitter, which the people that know him, he's wild. He seen a picture Saturday of Michael Irvin with the backpack on, and he retweeted. He was like, "Uh-oh, he's got a backpack on," like saying,
"Yeah."
What? And it was. And then he was like, "Check the timestamp. I predicted it." And I thought that was hilarious. But it wasn't. Mm. It wasn't good. But, yeah. So, from what I heard, Paradise Camp was a big success. No commits.
That's all right. Manny said you had silent commits. So,
well, and see, I don't like silence, but I know that we will get some commits this weekend.
I don't know how to say this. I don't think Manny is a really good recruiter. I think that Miami got extremely lucky last year that kids couldn't take visits. South Florida was loaded, and so y'all got a good class last year because of that. But other than that, he gets a lot of decommits. Like, Miami is known for decommits.
That's been the case for 30 years, though.
Yeah. I don't see it with him. Like, I don't think he's that good of a recruiter. You don't really hear – Miami's going to get guys, just their location and program history. They're going to get some guys. But if you really, really think about it, Miami should have the top three class every year.
I agree.
Like, the city is different than any other college football team.
Yeah.
You offer, you know, great location, great program history. It's just, I don't know. I don't think that staff is really. I think that there's a couple of good recruiters on that staff, but I think that if Miami had a different head coach, their recruiting would be a whole lot better. I'm not sold on Manny. I don't think that he's very good recruiting or coach wise. I really don't.
We'll see. We'll see. It's just June. We've got a long road.
It is just June, and that's what Miami fans. But to me, Miami beat Florida State by 100 points last year. So,
right.
So why does Miami need Florida State to suck to out-recruit them?
We shouldn't.
You don't. You shouldn't. It should be Florida State needs to win games and prove to everybody to then jump Miami and recruit, out-recruit them. But it's like rival fans are so – I can't wait for the season to start. Florida State's going to lose games. They're going to lose all this momentum. They're going to get decommits. They're not going to recruit well. But, I mean, think about that. Doesn't that makes the staff – look at what Florida State's doing right now off of three wins. They shouldn't be recruiting like they are recruiting right now. That shows you how good of a recruiting they are.
Right.
So to me, it's like, look, Florida State, you're done with Miami, right?
Well, July will be a hot month for us. I see us right now, as it stands, I see us with four commits in July. That's going to be, well, I don't want to give out names, but the Patreon, shout out to everybody that's on our Patreon. That's where we talk a ton of recruiting. If you want to join our Patreon, visit our Twitter, check it out. So we're getting four recruits. One this weekend, and yeah, I will say, and then I'll let you talk Knowles for a second. Shamar Stewart, as of right now, the 5-star defensive lineman, 6'5", 260. He is a Miami Hurricane lock as of right now. A lot of things could change. A lot of bags could come his way. But right now, I believe he's a Cane lock.
All right, we're ready to talk Florida State?
For a minute, yeah.
Okay, real quick. Florida State's doing great. They've got a top five class. Will the momentum last? Like Manny said, something about fake momentum and making kids commit, which is – that's not true. I mean, that's just Florida State's coaches. Kids love our coaches. I don't know why they're – but there's just something there where kids love our coaches and they're committing, and that's great. But it's like, what do you want Florida State to do? They're not going to have momentum in the season because they're going to be below average to average at best.
Right.
So it they have to get momentum right now. Like, if you don't have momentum right now, you're never going to have it. So yeah. They're doing a smart thing, getting momentum right now. Not every single kid is going to decommit. Like, they could lose. Not every single kid's going to decommit. So get kids now. Get them in. Try to get them locked in. You still got a lot of big fish that are still uncommitted that you're recruiting. And I just think it's smart what they're doing. They're getting momentum. Everybody's talking about Florida State. They're going to sign a big class. So regardless of if they get decommits, they're still going to have a big class and be highly ranked just because of that. And so love what they're doing. They're getting guys that a position of need. They're getting a bunch of big guys in the trenches. And so I think that, you know, I think that they can still – they're going to be 5-7, 6-6 this year or whatever. They're still going to have a top 10 class because of the
size.
What now?
Because of the size?
Just based on how many people they sign. I don't see like Miami signing a big class. You know, other bigger schools that are winning games, I don't see them signing a big class. So they're going to be fine, you know, but obviously the momentum's not going to carry on to the into the season, but I mean, that's just how it is.
And I mean, the sky is not falling for Miami. We've got Quan Lee decommitted this past week. If you're on our Patreon, if you're on our Discord chat, you knew that was coming. It's kind of hard as a Miami fan, it's kind of hard to be like, he was dropped. You have 4 commits. How was he dropped? But it was kind of one of them things where he was told to keep that he needed to start looking. There's a lot of kids that we're after that's not signing until early signing period. And I'm like, damn, that's like 6 months away.
Yeah.
So it's a long, what I love though, I love the banter and the arguing on Twitter between fan bases. I hate it in a way, but I think it's hilarious because all these people, it's just kind of what gets them off. They would rather sit on their phone or their computer and argue with someone over June and July recruiting rankings rather than do real life stuff. It's so funny to me.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We still got a long
way
to go.
You want to talk recruiting? Join the Patreon. Like, I know usually when we have Brad and it's us three, we don't really talk that much recruiting stuff just because, I don't know, it's not something that we live for. Or we're like really, really, really interested in. But we do keep a Patreon. We do, you know, talk it with, you know, other fan bases of our team. So it's not something that we like to talk about on the podcast, but it's going in the Patreon.
It's lit.
Discord chat.
On our Discord chat, like, there's a lot of Miami and Knowles fans talking recruiting. And we also talk about different transfers and some other schools. And NFL will be kicked up here shortly. Different things like that. But, I mean, it's fun. It's fun over on our
Let's talk some golf real quick before we have our golfer.
Okay.
We've We've talked about it briefly. We've got our tournament coming up in 2 weeks. Maybe even under that now. It's maybe a little under 2 weeks. Not this weekend, but next weekend is our golf tournament.
A week and 2 days.
How do you – me and Brad are on a team. I feel confident with our team. I think we're the favorites. Would you agree with that, that me and Brad are the favorites to win?
Yeah, if you guys are shooting good, I think you shot good. When did we play? Friday, Saturday.
Yeah.
I think you shot pretty good Saturday.
I did. I played pretty decent.
I didn't play very well.
I think it's going to be tough for y'all because you're playing with a guy who's good. He has the ability to play pretty good, really good, but he also has the ability to play really bad.
Yeah.
Like we've seen.
He's been locked in, but.
He's been locked in. But I think it's going to be it's going to be tough for y'all. I really do.
It'll be interesting. I don't know. We'll see. I think you guys are the favorite, maybe a slight favorite. I'm just
and we're so play. We're so yeah, like we're so average that anybody can win, and I think that's what makes it so fun because we can play decent, we can play really, really bad, and so you just don't know.
Yeah, I mean that's with every. Yeah, I mean everybody. I mean,
that's everybody.
We've had these little golf tournaments before where someone will show up who hasn't played in 8 months and shoot out of his mind, and then you know. So it's I don't know. It'll be fun. I don't know if the listeners like hearing us talk about it or not, but it'll be
It's something that we. As our friend group has been talking about nonstop. So it's bound to, we're going to talk about it a little bit here because we've been talking about it so much.
Yeah. Now
through sex,
what's going on, guys? Welcome back to the Stadium Drive podcast interview segment sponsored by Georgia Beer Company. Go check those guys out at 109 South Briggs Street in Valdosta, Georgia. The beer is absolutely delicious. I drank too many last time I was there, but that's for another story, another time. But yeah, go check those guys out. And now we have a special guest. Finally, I'm fired up about this because us being me and Joe, Brad's not with us tonight, but me and Joe, we're big golfers. We're not good, but we love golf. We have PGA professional Joey Garber on the podcast.
I'm better than him, though. A lot better than him.
I wouldn't say a ton better.
What?
I wouldn't say how many strokes do you think you're better than me?
20 at least.
That's not fair. I would say I would say we'll have to play. I'll say 10. Okay. I'll say
a shot more than a shot a hole. He's not giving you much love there.
Yeah, he's bullshit. That's not true.
Okay.
We'll have to play.
Okay.
All right. So what's going on, Joey? How you doing?
I'm good, man. Just hanging out, just having a little family dinner and enjoying a little time at home. So I mean, usually you would catch me on the road, but right now I'm at home in St. Simons and had a good day. Played some golf at Frederica. So just chilling, man, taking it in, ready for the holiday weekend.
Yeah. So we're big St. Simons guys. We love St. Simons. I wish I could move to St. Simons. I love that place. How's the golf over there, the Sea Island and all that, Frederica?
Yeah, I mean, it's turned into basically, you know, you hear the guys on the broadcast and stuff talk about Sea Island Mafia how it's a crew. And it really has. It's turned into like 30 guys. And, you know, you got guys of all different levels. So for me, I'm like the guy that shows up and hits a couple balls and goes to the tee. So for me, I love that part of it. I don't have to stress and go grind. I just got buddies all around that want to play and compete. And that's kind of what we do. And we hope that translates into good golf when we're on the road, but we enjoy the hell out of living here. And just kind of kicking it and playing good games and trying to beat each other every day. So I think that's the coolest part about living here. And then obviously you got St. Simons, you got Sea Island, Frederica, Ocean Forest. So our options are pretty good, and we love it, man. It's a chill place to live.
Yeah.
So do y'all all play together pretty regularly?
Yeah. Whoever's home, it's obviously schedule based. So sometimes you don't catch, the same guys every week, but pretty much everyone plays together. Whoever's home, you get a group text going and we fire it off and try and make some money.
That's goals. That is so badass. I know you watched the playoff with Harris Sunday. How wild was that? And have you talked to him since then?
I haven't talked to him. I sent him a text and just said, that was wild. I told him it was fun to actually see that little attitude come out in him, that little gamer attitude at the end there in regulation. He didn't show much emotion through the playoff, but when he made that putt, how much that meant to him. And I mean, you can just see it in his eyes, man. He's been knocking on the door all year. So obviously he won the first tournament of the year, but ever since then he's been playing, incredible golf. And so it just kind of felt like so many times that it was his tournament to win. And then Kramer kind of threw that last gas effort and knocked that putt like 25 feet by. And then just absolutely, I don't know if he just blacked out and just was like, all right, I don't even know. I'm just going to hit it and see if it goes in. But he just poured that thing in there. And I think that changed everything when Harry missed that putt.
Yeah.
I think everyone at home thought, this is hit. Harry's the favorite. This guy's, choked it away or whatever. And
yeah,
more power to Kramer. That was some nuts he showed there. So that was pretty cool.
I was thinking while I was watching it, I was wondering how Harris was feeling hearing the crowd just chant Kramer the entire
time. Yeah.
I was like,
I know he had to be like, wait, who? How do these people know who this guy is?
Yeah. I was like, damn. So
I don't think much really rattles Harry. Really? I mean, you gotta maybe attack his family or something. I don't know, man. he don't get too riled up about anything. So
yeah,
he probably was enjoying that a little bit deep down. They were not pulling for him. So I'm sure it played in some way. He spun it to be a good thing. So,
yeah. So back to St. Simons for a second. Like I said, big St. Simons guys, what's some of your favorite places to eat on St. Simons?
All right. So I like, Delaney's, I think is the best restaurant. If you gotta, take your lady somewhere and see what you can do. That would be the place I would start. And then, you got Halyard's, Tremici. They're right next to each other, both same ownership. Those are great places. And then now you got a good friend of mine just opened a restaurant called Fiddler's, which is a different kind of feel. More what us, 20, 30 somethings are looking for when we're down here, somewhere you can crush some beers and get some good coastal food. So he's killing it there. So we love going there. And then Barrier Island Brewing right across the street. There's all sorts of good options, man. Then
Southern Soul.
Keep it going. Just go up to Bubba's or.
I know you hadn't mentioned Southern Soul Barbecue yet.
Yeah, Southern Soul, man. I mean, that's kind of one of those things that you when you live here, you don't go there as much as you would, because it's so good. You move here in the first year that you live here, you eat there twice a week, and then you're kind of like, all right, I gotta cut back on this a little bit. But no, it's so good. We get, we're pretty lucky, man. For a small little place, we kind of got it all. So.
Yeah, we went over there for like a low key bachelor party. What, 2 years ago?
Yeah, two or three.
It was 2 or 3 years ago, and it was a golf trip. Now, we didn't play on. We went to Jekyll and played. All right.
Yeah, I got you.
I mean, decent courses over there. We had a great time. So
It was rough.
Yeah, though. it's always a little bit more low key when you're coming on a bachelor party.
Yeah.
To St. Simon's, but you can get rowdy a little bit down here. You can have a good time.
We had a good time. We had a good time. Yeah. We got rowdy. It was day two golfing was rough, especially for my co-host.
Yeah. I remember bending over to put my tee down in the ground, and it felt like death every time I was about to do that. Like,
yeah.
I was about to just hit driver off the deck every time just because it hurts. I was just going to drop a ball and hit it. Like, it hurt so bad just setting a tee down.
Yeah, you just aggravated your thumping headache every time.
Yeah, every time. Yeah. Awful.
So
I know how that goes.
I was about to ask, when's the last time you've played hungover?
Oh, man.
And do you usually play good or bad hungover?
I think if you had to ask, that's one of my things. If you had to ask like a friends or something about that, they'd probably say, yeah, he's one of the best drunk or hungover golfers. But I don't know, man. That is, maybe it's out of sight, out of mind, where, you know, you're thinking about something else. You're not thinking about golf. So
yeah,
that's kind of the way that it's such a fickle game. It's like the less you can think about what you're actually doing, you know, kind of like the dumber you are, maybe the better off you'll be. That's kind of it's a messy game, man. You get in your own head. And so sometimes when you're faded and delirious and like you said, you don't want to tee your ball up. Sometimes you just square it up and just go out there and swing it and
yeah,
get it in the hole somehow. But yeah, tournament round, I haven't played a tournament round hungover in probably a couple of years, but I've done it a few times, and sometimes by accident, other times by choice. You know, you find yourself on that Corn Ferry Tour in, you know, 65th place, right, going into Sunday.
Like, yeah, screw it.
You're in prime position to go have you a sender on Saturday. It's been done a lot of times. It's probably done by someone just about every week, but. You know, it's that's the lay of the land, man. That's 65 to 70 on the Corn Ferry Tour. You don't really have much give a shit factor. So it's your options are endless at that point.
Yeah. What's your drink of choice? I see you drinking a Michelob right there.
I'm drinking a Yingling at my
in-laws house,
okay,
right now. But
okay.
Yeah, man, I drink anything. You know, more likely you're going to be beer, wine, or bourbon. But, you know, it depends. You know, somebody puts a Tito's and soda in my hand, I'll probably drink about 7 or 8 of them. But
yeah,
it's just the way it goes, man. I like to have a few cocktails, so I never shied away from that.
Hell yeah. So
what would be your best advice for like shitty, like weekend golfers, like guys that just play for, you know, to get away from their wives or families for a little bit? What would be your best advice for someone who's actually like good at golf?
Oh, for someone that's actually good at golf?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take it too seriously, man. You're not, you know, it's, I think that that's one thing when I go play with people that are amateurs or whatever age, and they think they're pretty good. You know, they think, yeah, they can't miss it. They shouldn't miss a shot. That ain't golf. Golf's about putting a number on a scorecard. And so no one really cares how you do that, or everyone knows you're going to hit a bad shot. So, you know, no reason to think that something weird happened that caused you to hit a bad shot. But I would say my biggest piece of advice for people that are amateur golfers or guys probably listening to this show is find your balance of how many beers, what your intake should be, what your, you know, listen to your body, man. When you're at that 5, 6, 7 point and you're feeling real good, maybe pump the brakes a little bit for a couple of holes and ride it out and see where it takes you. I play with my buddies sometimes and I'm like, y'all had it. You had it for a couple of holes and then you just kept going. And now you got nothing. Now you're just
dead to the world. Might as well not even be here. Yeah. So
yeah. I guess you could blame the alcohol. Like if you start playing bad, just blame it on drinking too many beers and then you're good.
Oh yeah. My brother does that. He's good at that. He's he'll be a couple before he starts trying to find that, trying to get rid of those nerves in his hands and stuff, So
yeah.
You got to find your right balance because usually when he's around the turn, man, he's cooking ready to roll, a couple on the par, starting to make birdies. So there's a science to it sometimes if that's your style of golf, if that's your style, which it should be,
Yeah. So I try not to do this because I know how expensive my clubs are, but I threw like my brand new wedge last weekend. I threw it up in the air like 20 foot because I was so aggravated, but I never do that. And like as it was flying in the air, I'm like, shit, please don't break. I did not mean to do that. But yeah. So have you ever broken a club like that in a tournament?
So when I was a kid, like before I hit 13, 14, my parents used to be on me like nonstop, dude, because I would go psycho on the course and I would lose it. And it kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier is I don't think I understood at that point what golf really was and that how hard it was and how many bad shots you actually hit. And so since that point, I don't break clubs anymore, but I will say this past week, I'm on a string of miscuts, and on 17 this past week, I had a golden opportunity to hit a nice shot in on a par five with a five wood, which is like my favorite club. And as soon as I hit it, I knew it was blocked way right. And I just let that thing go, tomahawked it into the ground, and it made some funny sounds. So I ain't tried to use it again yet, but we'll see when I pull my sticks out again, we'll see if that thing's still hanging in. So I guess it's not out of the cards. I could easily break one. Cause I think I may have last week.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's in your bag? What kind of clubs do you use?
I play Titleist now. I played a little bit of everything, kind of playing the field, man, some people, I'll play some clubs for a year and they'll be like, yeah, nah, I'm good. But,
We're
looking for something. Can you tell the difference in like different brands of clubs and stuff?
As far as like quality, probably not really. I think that they all look a little bit different. So personal preference is more of what I would say, but
yeah,
as far as like quality, they're all pretty darn good. I mean, I like my Titleist stuff a lot. They do some cool stuff for me. I play a 64 degree wedge, so they kind of make it how I would like it. And then I got a bunch of nice Scotty Cameron pieces, so that doesn't suck either.
Oh yeah,
that doesn't suck at all. Let's see here. I was literally about to ask something.
Have you ever hit a hole in one?
That's a great question.
I got five hole in ones.
Son of a bitch.
I feel like that's really, really good. Like, I don't know. I feel like five is a high number.
Bro, some people have like 20. Like, I don't know. Justin Thomas, I think he just made up a number. He just said he has like 50, 55 or something. I don't know. Yeah, dude. Like, it's like, we know you're good at golf. Okay. You don't need to lie about your hole in one total. But,
man.
No, he's that good. He probably does have 20 plus. I don't know what it is, but I know it's a lot. Y'all got any?
No.
Hell, I feel like no.
If I hit a hole in one,
it doesn't sound like it. You need 20 shots from Joe.
I feel like if I hit a hole in one, I wouldn't play anymore. I would be done. Like that's what I need. And just
walk off.
I'm good.
Just walk off.
I like that. I've dreamed about it a ton.
That's got to be the best feeling there is hitting a hole in one.
I think it is. It's got to be one of the most satisfying. I've always thought a home run though in baseball.
Yeah.
Maybe like a pulled dinger, like into the third row up there, like third shelf up there. Yeah. That's got to feel pretty good.
But yeah. Home run ain't bad either.
Hitting a home run and pimping it and just holding the bat out, just a giant ass bat flip. That's
got to be tough to beat. You know, you just own that guy.
Yeah.
Trying to throw gas at you. So that's pretty cool. It's kind of like a one-on-one thing. Golf's just like you're just playing against yourself the whole time, which is not that much fun most of the time, but it's all good.
I was following you this weekend, man, and you were up to like 15th. You were doing really well.
I know.
And then
I was playing good. And then
the double bogey.
Yeah, the double bogey monster. That's what Harry calls it. But yeah, man, it's been one of those years for me. I feel like my game's good, but I've been a little sloppy. So I've made a lot of numbers. And on the Korn Ferry Tour, that's tough. It's tough to do because you got to make a bunch of birdies. So it's tough to offset those bad holes. But that's the thing. 1 week, you never know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll just clean it up. And if I do that, I've been doing well. So we'll see. Yeah.
What's like the typical entry fee to like a Korn Ferry?
So you pay like,
or how does this work?
Costs. You pay, it's all kind of weird, but you pay like upfront costs at the beginning of the year when you get your status. So you pay for it basically, and then you'll pay a tournament fee, which is basically a combination of facilities, locker room attendance, a few other things like the Korn Ferry truck, the club repair truck. Like there's some stuff that's factored in. So you pay, you know, 50 bucks a tournament or something. I mean, it ain't much.
Oh, I got you.
Okay. Yeah. So, but you definitely,
we should play that, Hudgens. We should just pay 50 bucks. And
I don't think I can afford the 50 bucks. Yeah. But the initial cost. Probably.
Yeah, the initial cost. Probably. Well, hell, you got to sign up for Q School. The initial cost on that's $5,500 or something now. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy.
What's your favorite course that you've ever played? Like, what's the favorite of all time? Like, wherever you played?
I got to say Cypress Point. Augusta is Augusta. I mean, no one's going to ever argue against Augusta because it's a place that's different than anywhere else. It's like you go in from Washington Ave in Augusta and you hang a right and you're in like a little slice of heaven, man. That like you couldn't believe that it's in Augusta, you know? So it's that part of it's so special, but Cypress Point's right next to Pebble. Ooh. On the water, Monterey, very exclusive. There's wildlife walking around, stags. I mean, the fog rolls in every day. It's got the best set of par threes in the world. And arguably par threes are always going to be the more iconic holes. So, it's one of the sweetest courses. I think that there is in the world. So pretty lucky to play there. We played a college tournament there, actually. I don't know. Jim Nance hosted it or something. I don't know. Some Stanford bullshit or something. But all those smart guys, they invited us Georgia guys out. They didn't know what they were getting into. But
what made you do the move from Michigan to Georgia transfer?
That was hard. I mean, I think we had a good team my freshman year. I loved it there, but I joined a fraternity and I was boozing and I wasn't really doing what I should have been doing. And I played decent golf, but I kind of knew, man, you get that feeling, you know, deep down, we all get it about whatever it is. And you just know that, you know, if you keep going where you're going, you might not, there might be a better option. So that's kind of where I was. And I took one visit to Athens and I told the coaches while I was there that, you know, I wanted to come and play for Georgia and try and be another one of those guys that goes and has success afterwards. Cause that's all we're looking for and searching for. And Georgia has been the best one in the last, you know, 10, 20 years. So it's, that's all a testament to the coach and building the program. And obviously you're pretty lucky to be in Athens, Georgia. It's not a bad place to be either. So,
yeah, I really like Athens a lot. I just don't.
You don't like Georgia.
Don't like the Bulldogs, but I do.
That's okay. Who's your squad?
Well, here we go. I'm a Miami Hurricane fan.
Okay.
You were all about those
football teams they had when we were growing up.
Yeah.
That's probably how you got on it. Is that how you got on it? Willis McGahee and all those guys?
Well, yeah, that and my grandparents lived in Miami for a little while. And when they moved up, we lived right next door to them. So they would always – like my grandmother would just always be watching Miami games when I'd be over there. So it just kind of stuck like that. So
yeah, that's now, sweet. Those are some badass teams they've had.
Yeah, the past 20 years.
Long time ago, though.
Shit. Mm-hmm. So
that's all right. Well, yeah. They tried Mark Richt. How'd that go?
Yeah. I mean, it went okay. It didn't go as good as planned, but it went, you know, he brought us an indoor practice facility, you know.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a good guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Were you at Georgia when Patrick Reed was at Georgia?
I wasn't. Missed him by, I think, a year, maybe 2 years. But
I gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Not a fan. Anyway.
No.
He can have that
sack of money he's got. I ain't worried about it.
Graphite or steel shafts on irons?
Believe it or not, I play graphite shafted irons.
Really? I just got some graphite shafted irons.
Yeah, so I just got some Mitsubishi MMT, I think is what they're called.
Mm-hmm.
And they hit the tour. I don't know, Ricky Fowler, Kiz, Brownie, Garnett, a bunch of guys started using them, and one of the guys that's a rep for them, Rusty Estes, is a good friend of mine. So yeah, I've been trying them. I love them, man. I mean, it's pretty wild. I went from hitting my 6-iron like 190 ish to hitting it like over 200. So yeah. It's a different game. I'm still trying to kind of get used to them a little bit, but you know, they say they're better on your joints, and hell, if I can play a couple more years, that's worth it.
That's what they say. Like I went down, I didn't get like a legit fitting or anything. I just went to the PGA store in Jacksonville, hit the simulator, and then hit different links and then tried different shafts and all. And my 7-iron carry total was like 196, which for me, I was like, oh shit, that's good. So
I think the simulator was broken, but
Yeah,
I think that simulator is like, hey, we need to get this guy buying these clubs.
I hit my irons. You've got to admit, I hit my irons a pretty long way. I mean, the hole nine in circle stones, hole nine in circle stones, 150, and I hit a 9-iron.
That's solid. That's the right club.
I was on the green with a 9-iron. I was pin high, actually.
It's got to be hit properly, though.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And that's the thing. Joey, how are we going to fix this? I hit my irons fat all the time. How are we going to fix this?
Oof. It's got to be something about you probably. You probably get your weight forward and then back going through. So you probably got to switch that up. Try and take it back and then forward. So
his backswing is so fast. Like his tempo of his swing.
I'm still trying to slow my swing down. It's
ridiculous.
It gets in my head. I'm just like, I have to kill it. And I'm like, no, I don't have to kill the golf ball.
What's your most confident club that you have in the bag?
Ooh, always my putter probably, but my 64 degree wedge, I feel pretty confident with that. I'm just a short game guy, man. I just kind of dink it. I mean, I kind of can move it out there, but not as much as most of these guys can. And so I just like to scrap it around, you know, make people like, oh, what's this guy doing over here, you know, over in the rough. And then kind of like watching speed.
I kind of like look up to speed or Phil and be like, yeah, that's kind of how I could see myself doing something like that. Some bizarre par out of nowhere, but that's been my game for a while. So I got no problem with it. I got no qualms with being a short game guy, because there ain't too many of us left. So
yeah.
Have you ever heard anybody? I'm right-handed. I swing right-handed, but I putt left-handed.
Oh yeah, a bunch of people do that.
Okay,
bro, golf's crazy. People try everything. They do it. You know, they'll do it. Yeah. My dad's putted. I think my dad's putted. If there's a method, he's tried it.
Bro, yeah.
I get that, man. You gotta do what you gotta do. If you like seeing it that way, then that's how you see it.
That's funny. So, you're a Detroit sports fan, right?
Yes.
That's gotta suck.
Is it?
It's been tough for a while.
what Detroit team? Now, are you a hockey fan?
Yeah, I like hockey.
Okay.
But the Red Wings. We made the playoffs for like 27 straight years, and then it's been a minute. So,
okay, I don't know hockey, so I was gonna kind of exclude them. But perfect. what Detroit sports team is closest to a championship? Do you think?
Wow,
I mean,
are they all equally as far away? Because that seems more likely. But
I mean, they could be.
Pistons I'll got say, the number one pick, I'll, don't they?
I'll say the Pistons do, but they got no chance because the East has no chance, unfortunately. I don't think the East, even the dynasty with the, I mean, like, it, like they put that team together for Brooklyn and they're gone. So it's crazy, man. But
are you pulling for my Hawks the rest of the way?
Oh yeah, I'm pulling for the Hawks. I'm a resident of Georgia. I gotta do what's right. So
yeah.
I'm pulling for them. I love Trae Young, and I love how many shooters they have. They can shoot it, man. That's where the basketball seems like it's headed. If you can put up 30, 40 threes and knock down 35% of them, you're probably gonna win. So
I agree. So,
I think I got to go Wings. I mean, the Wings, I think, will always be Detroit's team. People love the Lions and the Tigers, but the Wings are the heartbeat of Detroit. So I think they got Stevie Y, Iserman running the show, who took the Bolts to the top. So I think they'll be back pretty soon.
Heck yeah. I mean, you know, are you I was kind of glad to see Matt Stafford get out of Detroit. I feel like it was kind of time for him to go elsewhere.
Yeah, he's a dog, man. He deserves it. I mean that literally. He worked and put it all on the line for Detroit, so he deserves to go play wherever he wants to play, and I hope that I don't want to say that I hope he has success, because I'm not a big LA sports fan, but I'd like to see Goff come out and do something. Maybe he was trapped by McVay. I think McVay is crazy over there in LA, so we'll see. Maybe he'll do a little bit better for Detroit.
Yeah. Now, college football, are you more of a Georgia guy, or are you still a pretty big Michigan guy?
Yeah, I'm Michigan first. I get this question all the time, although I got my Georgia shirt on.
Yeah.
So, you know, for all those haters. Yeah. But, no, people always ask me if they played each other eventually, which they probably will. I mean, knock on wood, Michigan gets it together, but hopefully in my lifetime they'll play in a playoff game. And so I've always said I'd root for Michigan, but that's just your blood, man.
Right.
That's different. So
are you a Jim Harbaugh guy?
I'm not personally, just more so like personality stuff but I think a little bit of the coaching is suspect, and
I don't know, man. It's they're gonna hang on to him as long as they can, but it's tough because we've had a bad run of coaches, like real bad. Rich Rod, yeah. Brady Hoke,
yeah.
Oh man, it's a lot of tough to swallow in there. Yeah. So, you know, when he loses two games, the problem is. It's so sad because Michigan should never lose to Michigan State in football, and they've been losing them. And so that just kind of – you can take Ohio State because it kind of sucks, but they're just better than everybody else in the Big Ten right now. So,
yeah.
But you lose to Michigan State, and the ways that they've lost, the punt game was crazy. I mean, it's stuff that if you've coached at that high of a level – you know, I'm not gonna forgive you for something like that. But
yeah, so Joe asked a similar question earlier, but what is it? Yeah, next weekend we have a big tournament, golf tournament with all of our friends. It's a what is it? It's a 12-man, 6-team tournament, 2-day tournament. Two different golf courses that are local here. So Joe's partners with our other co-host Brad, who's not here. I'm partners with my buddy Chase. We're both lefties, so it's the lefty-lefty connection.
Like that.
Love it. I love it.
You, if you knew that, you wouldn't like it if you knew their game.
He just said he hit his 7-iron 196, I think.
That's what the simulator said. I don't know. So, I don't let Joe fool you. Me and this guy who I'm playing with, we've beaten Joe plenty of times. So we've beat you plenty of times.
With a much worse partner than I'm playing with right now.
I'm not worried about that. I'm getting partners. I'm not worried about that. What advice can you give me specifically? Just cut Joe out. Act like Joe just doesn't matter. What advice can you give me specifically to get my mind right, to get focused? Like what should I listen to? On the way to the golf course, what should I do?
Oh man, have y'all heard that song by Elvis Sane or whatever? My Boy. Huh? Just listen to that. Just look it up. It's called My Boy. Listen to that. Get yourself dialed in. Start thinking about all the good shots that you've hit in the past, but. It sounds like you're going to have some trouble from what I've heard.
Elvis Shane.
But
if there was odds in this tournament, I think him and his partner would be very last.
That's complete bullshit. He does not.
Bottom of the sheet.
Yes.
Keep your DM open, Joey, because I'm at in 2 weeks, I'm going to DM you. I'm going to let you know where we've placed, where we finished.
Okay. Deal. Yeah, that sounds good. Please do that.
See, Joe's got a lot of confidence right now because he beat who he thought was the best team, him and his partner. They had a playoff. They tied, and then they had a playoff, which was like a putt-off or some bullshit, and they won the putt-off. So now his confidence is just through the roof.
Well, so, confidence is a good thing, Joe.
You're right.
Don't let up. You know, you got 2 more weeks to hang on to it, buddy. You can do it.
Yeah. Yeah. But 2-day tournament though. I don't know if Joe can stand 2 days. He's a sleepy guy. So
I get tired quick. I'm a front nine and then the back nine's rough.
Oof. See, I'm the opposite. I like to ease my way into it. Sometimes I'm like slapping myself in the face, like, all right, dude, for real. Come on. Like let's wake up here a little bit. Start using a brain. But
My Boy by Elvis Shane. I've already got it pulled up. But all right, man, we appreciate you hanging out with us. If our schedules ever get together where we could potentially ever play a round of golf, I know that the putt-putt course is like right there by the pier in St. Simons. We can meet up there, do a little putt-putt.
We'll start there.
Yeah,
we might move on to somewhere else, but we'll start there. No, if y'all are ever down here, hit me up, man. We'll get together.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll get a crew going. So,
man, I will be embarrassed, but that would be fun.
Yeah, you would.
You got some time. You might have a little time to work on it.
Yeah,
it's all not right, always about the golf, man. You know,
that's true. That's true.
Yep.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all having me on.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hello.
All right. See you, boys.
See ya.
All right. See you, dude.